We are beginning tonight's shiur in the beginning of Hilchos Tzitzis. We started last night, Sif Aleph, but we'll go back to the beginning. We are beginning Simen Ches, which is on page Yud Gimel in the Dereshu Mishtabura, right before we turn on to page 26. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Yis'atef b'tzitzis v'yavarech mu'umud. A person should wrap himself in his tzitzis, in his garment, and he should make the bracha when he is standing. We discussed that last night, that both the ituf, the putting on of the garment, and the bracha should both be made standing. And now we'll continue in Halacha Beis. Seder atifaso, the way a person should wear his talis, is kederech b'nei odom shemiskasen b'ksusam v'oskim b'malachtam. It's the way that people cover themselves in their clothing and they go about their business. Pa'omen b'kisui ha'rosh, pa'omen b'gilui ha'rosh. Sometimes their heads are covered, sometimes their heads are revealed. You can wear your talis over your head, not wear your talis over your head. Either way, it's okay, the Mechaber says. And then he continues on the next page, the last few words, V'nachon she'achase rosho b'talis. It is appropriate and correct to have one's head covered with the talis. So now we're going to see some very important mishaburas, very halacha l'maisa, about the talis. So we'll start on the last line on page Yud Gimel. The mishabura says in Sifkaton Gimel, B'gilui ha'rosh, a person can wear his talis with a revealed head. The afa gavdim avarachinam lehis'atef, even though the bracha that we make on the talis is lehis'atef batzitzis, and that's wrapping. Kisui haguf luchude have ituf, v'hu ikar ha'ituf. The Mechaber is holding that the ikar wrapping is the wrapping around the body, and therefore you can still make the bracha of lis'atif even if it's not going around your head. However, he writes, v'oveid rachim, people that are traveling, shemanichim ha'talos kashu mekupol u'mishalshulim saviv tzavorim al kisveim, and they put the talos around their necks. We see that sometimes in non-Orthodox shuls, many people are wearing the talus like a scarf around their necks. So the Mishabruah says in no uncertain terms over here, Ein yotzin yidei chovas tzitzis bazeh. They are not yotze, they're mitzvah of tzitzis, by just wrapping the garment around their necks. The b'chiagavna lukuyam alav itofu. That's for sure not itof. We require itof, which is wrapping at least around the body. Some say also around the head. We'll see more details about that. But if a person wears it just around his neck like a scarf, he is not yotze, that is not good. The Mishabura continues in Sifkatan Dalad, we're on page 26 now. Shekisui ze machnia leif ha'odom umevio lidei yirah shamayim. The Mechaber said at the end that it is correct to have one's head covered with his talis. And the Mishabura says the reason is because covering one's head with his talis humbles the heart of a person and it brings him to yirah shamayim. So there are good things that come out of one who covers his head with his talis. That's why it is appropriate to be done.
When you say covering the head, is
During davening? We're talking about when you wear the talis. We only wear a talis gadol, during davening. We'll get the talis katan soon. The ayin betar shedaito denochon shelo yosir hakova hakatan shalrosho ve'esat filo. The Taz writes that it's appropriate not to take off one small hat. In other words, not take off your yarmulke when you are covering your head with the talis during davening. Afshu mechaser rosho ba'talis gamkein. Even though you have the talus over your head, you should keep your yarmulke on. Now that seems rather obvious. In the notes over here, they explain why you would have thought otherwise, because apparently in the olden days they had bigger yarmulkes and there was concern that it was making an ohel by having the talus over it. So one might think that he should remove it, and therefore some people from there evolved to take off your yarmulke. So the Shabur is bringing down over here from the Taz that one should leave his yarmulke on when he's covering his head with his talus. Because of a Bach, the tzarech sheyehei ha'talas al rosho mitchilas ha'tfila at sofa. The Bach writes that a person should have his talus over his head from the beginning of davening till the end of davening, all of davening. However, the al kol ponim, but at the very least, yamur kach mu'utof lefachos kedehiluch dal ramos. At the very least, a person should have his head wrapped in the talus when he first puts it on and makes the bracha for the time it takes to walk dal ramos, which is about 3 seconds. So a person at the very least should have it around his head for 3 seconds. And at the very most, at the best, would be the entire tefillah.
It doesn't make a difference,
Mary. It does. We'll get to that soon. Koso b'kavonos. Ha'arizal hoyo mechasa ha'talas ala tefillin shel rosh. It's written down in the kavonos that the Arizal would cover with his talas the tefillin shel rosh. However, ayin sof simen chav zayin, da'al koponim lo yechasa legamri. However, look later on in simen chav zayin where we say that you should not cover the shel rosh totally. And if you look at the notes in the Dershu Mishtabura, note number 7 writes that the Shulchan Aruch brings down later on, Sheto sheyu atfilin shel rosh guluyim v'nirin. A person's tefillin shel rosh really should be visible. The Kazal Mishneh Berurah Sham, the Mishneh Berurah explains there why should the Tefillin Shalosh be visible. Shetam Adavah Mishum Shekosev V'ro'u Kol Amei Ha'aretz. It says that the people should see your Tefillin and they should fear from you. And therefore, really the Tefillin should be revealed. V'tov Shegam Akesha Yemegula. And really it's good for the knot in the back also to be revealed. Aval Eino Hagin Kein. Our minhag, obviously, if we're wearing our talis over the head, that would be very difficult. The minhag is not that way. V'di'evid you are yotze if your tefillin shalosh is covered. So it brings down that the Arizal had his tefillin covered, but you should really have it revealed. If you look at note number 8, the Malchus Shekel brings exactly how you should do it. U'bebir ha'dover kosev ha'malchus ha'shekel she'techase ha'talos as ha'tefillin ke'en gag. The talos should be on top of the tefillin like a roof. V'yu ha'tefillin niros milafanov. If a person is standing in front of you, facing you, you should be able to see your tefillin, but on the sides and the back, you shouldn't see it. So it should be a little bit reaching over the tefillin, but the tefillin should still be visible. Your mekayim, both the Arizal, that it's covered, your mekayim, the Shulchan Aruch, that it should be seen by everyone, and that's the best way to do it. Says the Mishneh Berurah Vayter, back in the, by the little 8, Vishas Atifa Mechase Rosho Batalos Achi Yagia Ad Piv. Here the Mishneh Berurah is telling us exactly how we do the Atifa when we put on our talis in the morning. You should put the talus over your head till it hangs down till your mouth. And then you kick the four corners together and you flip it over your left side and you stay like that the amount of time it takes to walk four amos, which is again about 3 seconds or less. Afterwards you take off your atifa, the wrapping, you take it off and you put it on your head in such a way that if your tefillin were there, because your tefillin are not there yet, and when your tefillin will be there, that they will be revealed a little bit like we just mentioned. V'yamid kol achas me'atzitzis al makoma. And then you put the talus on the regular way, so you have the four tzitzis on your four corners. Ukedi'isa b'siv dalad. V'zehu ha'atifa she'yotzim v'lukulyama. This is the atifa that you're yotzi according to everyone, and that's our minhag, that's what we do, we make the bracha. Like we said yesterday, when we're holding the talus over our heads without touching us, and then we put it over so it goes down till our mouths, put the four corners together, throw it over the left side, and you put it down, and then put on the talus the regular way. The low commotion hugin eza anoshim. This is not like some people do. Shemoshkin atalus al atzman ad shemagia harosh lachati orach atalus umisatvimbo. Some people throw it over their heads too much that their head becomes in the middle of the talus. I mean, the talus goes all the way down part of their body. The zo eino nikra atifa, that's not considered a wrapping, and it's not good. V'ayim b'moy koton chavdal ha'mer aleph. Mashma b'gemara, shebachur lohaya mechasa rosho b'talas afilu hu talmud chacham. It's brought down that a non-married person does not cover his head with a talus, even if he is a talmud chacham. So that's very nogeya to you. Talmud chacham, bachur. Zokti mechaber weiter in halacha gimel. Top line on 26. Talisos ketanim shalonu. Now we'll go to the talis katan tzitzis, as we call it. Shalonu nohagin lilvosh, that we have a custom to wear tzitzis. Afal pi she'ein bahem ituf. Even though we don't do the regular wrapping like we do by a talis gadol, yotzen bahen yedechov as tzitzis, you are still yotze with them, your mitzvah of tzitzis. Then he writes in the Mechaber, V'tov la'niach oso al rosho, but it is good to place it over one's head, rochbo l'komaso, width-wise by his height, like the long way, over his head like that, ulis atefbo, and in fact to wrap yourself around in the talis katan, v'yamir kach mu'utof l'fachos kedei hiloch tal ramos, and to stand that way for the time it takes to walk for Amos. And then you put it over your head and you wear it. So here the Mechaber tells us that one should also do Ituf by a talis katan. But wait till we see the Mishneh Berurah l'maisa. Zok the Mishneh Berurah siv katan hey talisos katanim. V'hu sheyesh bahem shir shakotan ben tashonim yiskase bo rosho v'rubo. We'll get to all the details of the size of tzitzis later. But for now the Mishneh Berurah tells us that the proper shear for a talis katan is the size that a child that is 9 years old will cover his head and the majority of his body of a 9-year-old. The godo ben yugimul shanim al kol panim lo yisbayish lotzeis bo ba'akrai baruchov. And a 13-year-old, at the very least, will not be embarrassed to go out once in a while in the street with such a garment on, meaning it's not too small on him. It covers him nicely. So that's the size. We'll get to the numbers later. It's not for now. Kilo kamon v'simin te zayin. Ayin sham mishnah berurah. So yotzen behen, you are yotze with a talis katan. Even though you don't do ituf, the ha'idna kol ksus shalanu derech kisuihem. The way we wear our garments, that's considered ituf, that's considered wrapping yourself, and therefore you don't really have to do any other wrapping. The ituf lo ramiza b'araisa. And anyway, the whole concept of ituf is not really hinted to in the Torah. It's only brought down later. So therefore, the way we wear our talis katan is good enough. But then he writes that better that a person actually does the ituf over his head. Mu'utuf, sifkatan zayin, kidei lotzeis nami das asovrim de be'ina dafki ituf. That would cover all shitas, because there are some opinions that you absolutely must do ituf over your head as well. V'nirida anohogin shelo levarech klal ala talas katan. Those who have a minog not to make a bracha on their tzitzis in the morning, rak pochen oso bebirchas atalas gadol, just they patter their tzitzis when they make their bracha on their talas in shul, which is our custom. So for those people, ain't sort of cloudless atifo, then there's absolutely no reason to ituf. So this whole concept of ituf would only be for a bachar, that's all he's wearing. But for a person who's married, who's going to put a talis gadol on and make the bracha then, and not make the bracha by the tzitzis, he does not need the ituf, because he does not. The whole point of the ituf is to cover all bases to make a bracha. But if you're not making a bracha, the ituf is not required. V'ayim b'magen avram uvir hagra. And then the last mishabura in Siv Gimel says, in Sivkotan Ches, the achakach, we said afterwards, you just put the tzitzis over your head. The ikar hakpeda be'es levisha, because the ikar hakpeda of doing the ituf, of wrapping it around your head possibly, is only when you're actually putting it on. Once you initially put it on, then you could wear it regular the rest of the time without any kind of ituf. Let's go weiter into Halacha Dalad. We'll see some more very interesting things in Halacha Dalad. Machzir shtei tzitzios lefanav ushtayim la'acharav. There should be two tzitzis in front and two tzitzis in the back. Kedei shei mesova b'mitzvos. So that a person can be surrounded by mitzvos, on all four sides he has mitzvos. If you look at the Mishabura, in Sivkotan Tas, he writes, Nogu lasos atora mechatichas meshi lesimon sha'osan tzitzis shelefanav yu la'olam lefanav. There is a custom, and we have this custom, to have an atara, a little crown on the top of the talus made out of meshi, a certain material, as a sign to know which way to put the talus on, to be consistent that the tzitzis that were in the front yesterday will be in the front tomorrow and today and every other day. And the ones that were in the back will stay in the back. Kimo sha'amru chazal, keresh shezocha bitzafon hoya la'olam bitzafon. Chazal tell us that by the Mishkan, when they put the boards on the four sides, they would mark them so the ones that were placed in the north initially, when they re-put together the Mishkan, would again be in the north. And therefore, there's an Indian, they learn out from there that by tzitzis, one should put a marker on his garment to see that he puts it on the same way every day, so it would always be in the same direction. However, this is very not pashut. As we'll see in the next line, then we'll explain, and we'll discuss something that we learned in Hilchos Sukkah, if anyone remembers from a few months ago. Ubikisvei ha'arizal kosav, shelo haya ha'arizal makbet al zeh. The Arizal was not makbet on this. He did not have an atara. So there's a few interesting points that we have to discuss. Number one, he says meshi, that it doesn't mention anything about silver. We know many people who have an atara that's made out of silver. Is that a maila? Is that possibly a chisaron? And number two, what's going on here? Why would the Arizal not want it? So let's start off with looking at note number 10. Note number 10, he brings down the host of Lakamon, She'ein lomar she'tama mino glasos atara. The Mishabu is coming to tell us, don't say the reason for the atara is mipnei she'ikara shel atalas nasa l'ksus harosh. Very important point. Don't think the chashivas is on the head, and therefore we're making atara to show it's the chashivas is on the head. She'ei beged she'ikara nasa l'chasos harosh potter mitzitzis kemavur b'shulchan aruch sham. Because in fact, the head covering is potter from tzitzis. So don't think the reason for the atara on the top is to give chashivas to the head, because we bedafka don't want to give chashivas to the head. Elorak mishum shetzarach heker shelo yischalfu tzitzios alyonos v'tachtonos. Rather, the reason is so we won't move around where the tzitzis are. Now, if you look at the next paragraph, he says, what about making an atara out of silver or gold, the part that's on your head? The Aruch HaShulchan writes, she'eino kedai, you should not do it. Mishum she'nirish she'ikir ha'talas u'b'chelek shal harosh. It makes it seem like the ikir part of the talas was on your head. And we bedafka don't want it to be the ikir part of our talas. And therefore the Aruch HaShulchan says you should not have an atara of gold and silver. On the other hand, Rav Moshe writes, she'muchach me'achronim she'efshar lasos atara mizav o'kesef, that it is okay to make an atara of gold or silver. V'gam l'fiatam she'uvah mishabura mistabir she'ein l'chalik b'meshi l'ben atara mizav o'kesef. According to the mishabura's reason of knowing what goes where, it obviously wouldn't matter which material. The tzad not, there's no mile in doing it, except I guess hiddur mitzvah, but the tzad not to do it is very strong. You don't want it to make it seem like it's a head garment. And that's the reason why, if you notice, many people have on their talis an atara in the middle as well. Some people think it's so the talis won't rip when you're folding it, But that's not the reason. There's a halachic reason, and that is, it was brought down in a different place than the Dir Shuv Shavura, and that is that since some people make a fancy atar on the top, in order that you shouldn't think it's a head garment, so they give chashivas to the body part also. And therefore, it's very appropriate what some people do. If they have a silver atar on top, they have silver on the side also. The whole point is to knock out the thought that it's a head garment, to show that the body is chashiv also, and that is the tzad to have it on the side. But Pashto, so reading here, it seems like there is no maila, again, except for hidden mitzvah, but there's possibly a chisaron. Well, it's beautifying. That's a classic example. It's talus no.
So, how about to beautify it and put a piece of silver on that if you don't find that?
No, that's. That would pass.
The point of the towel trying to say is it's not the fact. So
no, but Rashi says when we talk about his snow the fun of the mitzvahs, it says talus no. That's the example. There is an Indian having a talus no sukkana. That's one of the examples. There is a, that's the garment that you put in the tzitzis on. There is an aspect of hiddur mitzvah there, but again, I guess if there's a possible chisaron, so that would be an inappropriate hiddur mitzvah to feed those. Okay. No, it's just going to look, it's going to make it seem like a beged rosh. The whole garment is worth 30 cents, and that's worth $400. So that looks like it's the chashivas is on the head, and therefore there's a tzad not to do it. Obviously, it's covering your body, but putting such an important chashivas on the head takes away the chashivas from the body. That's pasha. Let's go weiter in note number 12. The Arizal, we said, was not makbid on having any atara. And in note 12, he writes, B'tam adavish lukbid al-kach. Even though Chazal say by the crushing of the Mishkan, they were marked off to always be in the right place. What kind of comparison is it to the Mishkan? In the Mishkan, there was a certain chashivas of different sides, because in the north they would sacrifice the karbanos. There was a certain chashivas to a certain side, so you want to not be more but kedusha. But who says there's any chashivas? Whether the tzitzis is over here, there's no mile one or the other. We saw the same exact discussion in Hilchos Sukkah, because it was brought down in the Ber Hetev, brought down from the Maril, from that one of the poskim would mark off his boards of his sukkah, so they would always be in the same direction. And there the Aruch Haner attacked him and said, what are you talking about? By a sukkah, there's no milo which wall it is. There's no chashivas of one wall or the other by a sukkah. That's by the Mishkan, not by the sukkah. We eat it everywhere. The sukkah is equal inside. Everything's the same, so who cares what wall it is? So they had the same, mamash the same discussion over there, but there happens to be the minhag is, I think the Aruch HaShulam brings out the minhag is to yes mark off the sukkahs, the boards. That's how the minhag evolved. I guess just like over here, the minhag is also to mark off the atara by the talus, not like the Arizal. Okay, so maybe that would affect it. That's a very good point that you're saying, right? If in fact,
year to year.
Depends. If it's Dofen Akum, you know, otherwise, if it's Mamish, a place where it's possible, so I hear, possibly. But in general, a regular sukkah, four-wall sukkah, where it's all kosher inside, so then it wouldn't be a chashivah. So you're right. You could theoretically come up with a case where there's a mile of one wall or the other, where it's really a... Well, then it wouldn't be a wall of a sukkah, really. If it's kosher, if it's Dofen Akum, so it's a wall of a sukkah, just like everything else. And if it's not using just three walls,
then... doesn't extend all the way to that. Right?
Then it's not a wall. Then you obviously have three walls. That's all. It's not a wall of your sukkah. Right. Okay, let's go weiter. One more halacha for today. Halacha hey, also very interesting. Mevarech lehisatef bit tzitzis. The Mechaber paskins that the bracha is lehisatef bit tzitzis with a shva, which is not what we do. And then the Mechaber says, im shnayim o shlosha misatim betalas keachas. If two or three people are putting on a talus at the same time, not the same talus, but at the same time, pirish bapam achas. Kula mevarech, and everyone makes their own bracha. V'imratzu, and if they want, echad mevarech v'acherim yanu amen. One can make the bracha, and everyone could answer amen. Very simple halacha. If three people are putting on their talus, which happens pretty much every morning, so then everyone makes their own bracha, and if you want, one person to make the bracha, you can pater everyone. Zokta mishabura sevkotan yud. The bracha is list atef bitzitzis bishva tachas abeis. Note 13 brings down many poskim that argue and say batzitzis. And I believe that's our minhag is to say les atef bat tzitzis. Zokta mishabura vaiter sevkotan yud aleph. We said if two or three people are putting on their talis, this halacha is not specific to tzitzis, it's any mitzvah, if it's tefillin or any other mitzvah. Each person is putting on their own talis. So just all doing the atif at the same time. That's coming lafuke. If one person is waiting a few seconds to put it on, then it will be a hesek. He obviously shouldn't be yotzi with someone else's bracha, and then be mafsek. V'tzara kol echa levarach la'atzmo. In that case, everyone would have to make their own bracha. V'ayin lekamon simen rei shvav siv gimel. And then we said, yeah? And then we said, I also looked it up. V'imratu, I want to make sure that for the last 20 years you were saying the right bracha. I looked it up also. V'imratu. And if they want, we said one person can make the bracha for everyone. Sifkaton Yud Gimel. Miloshon ze mashma di yoser tov shekulam yivarchu. It's clearly mashma from the Mechaber that it's better if everyone makes their own bracha. Because the Mechaber says, if they're putting on the talis at the same time, everyone makes their own bracha. And if they want, it's okay if one makes it for everyone. It sounds like there's a chashivas of each person making it. U be'emes adarava, zakta meshivu, and shoot, it's the opposite. It's really better if one person makes a bracha and he's motzi everyone. Because again, the more the merrier, the more people that can be included in a mitzvah and a bracha, so the more chashivas it is. And therefore, zakta meshabura, it really is better for one person to make the bracha to pater everyone. Like we saw much later on in Siman Reish Tzadi Ches, Sif Yudalad.
Elaborate. What's
that? You make a bracha, right? Right, so. No, so the bracha is probably there by. Okay, we'll look at it afterwards. Zok de Mishabura Viter, Ach lo nogu ach shav kain. Even though the Mishabura is saying it's a maila for one person to make the bracha for everyone because of Barovam Hajas Melach, the minog is not that way. As we know, we all make our own bracha on our own talis. That is the minog. Fine. The Efsher, why is that? If it's better for one person to make the bracha for everyone, so why does everyone make their own bracha? I would have said because everyone comes in at different times and everyone's on their own schedule. But the Mishabura doesn't say that. The Efsher Mishum She'ena Kol Bekian Leskaven Lotse Sulahotzi. He says it could be that when you're being motzi someone else, so you have to have in mind to be motzi him. He has to have in mind to be yotzi. It's hard to have kavod. It's much easier to make your own bracha, I guess, and have in mind your own bracha than to be, listening to him and having in mind to be yotzi. So that's possibly why everyone makes their own bracha. No, the minog. He's not answering for the mechaber. Because he's going on the achlo nogu achshav kein ve'efshir mishum. Sounds like it's going on the minog. That's what it sounds like. Could be that's pshat on the mechaber also. And the Mishabura says in Sefkotan Yudalad, so if you want, one can make the bracha, everyone can be yotzi. Umotzi as ha'acherim, va'afilu heim b'kiyim, even if they all know how to make a bracha, one can make the bracha to cover everyone. Ubilvat she'eskaven ha'shomea lotzeis v'ha'mashmiya lotzi. As long as the one that is listening has ha'gavana to be yotzi, and the one that's saying it has ha'gavana to be motzi, then everyone's fine. V'yotzer mizeh, and even more than that, da'afilu im ha'mevarech kvar yotzo la'atzmo. Even if the one making the bracha for others already was yotzi, he da'am vasikin. And now he comes into the 8 o'clock minyan to make the bracha for everyone else. O she'enam es atev klal, or he's for some reason not putting on his tzitzis at all. Yachol lahotzi acheyem bivirchaso. He could still be motzi others with his bracha. The kol yisrael arevim zebazeh. Because kol yisrael arevim, that's why a person could hear the shofar and shul be yotze and go and make a bracha for someone else and be motzi him as well. But here there's an interesting note. I wasn't so bothered by the kasha because I thought we just started the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, and this is the first time Klei Shol Reivim Zelazek came up. So it doesn't bother me so much what's the Chiddush. But apparently, the Prima Gadim is bothered by what's the Chiddush in this idea of Klei Shol Reivim Zelazek is allowing one to do this. Like, why is it a Chiddush over here? So the Prima Gadim explains a beautiful thought that maybe you would only think Klei Shol Reivim Zelazek works by a mitzvah when it's a mitzvah chiyuvis. A shofar is a mitzvah, everyone must hear the shofar. Tzitzis, there's no mitzvah d'oraisa to wear tzitzis. If you have a four-cornered garment, then you're mechuyev in tzitzis. But there's no mitzvah to put on a talis. And therefore, one would have thought that since, just like I can't make a shahakal to be motzi someone else if I'm not drinking, why? Because the Gemara says, so, because, just, it says, the Lush quoted exactly, He says, lo lisani v'lo levarich. Don't get the hanah, don't make the bracha. You don't need the bracha. You want to drink a soda. You want me to make the bracha for you? No, you don't need to drink the soda. There's no Indian in drinking a soda. So don't make the bracha, don't drink the soda. So say over here, you want someone to make the bracha for you? Don't put on the talis, don't make the bracha. You don't have a chiyuv to put on the talis. Therefore, one might have thought that the mitzvah of tzitzis, of talis, would be like a birchas hanenin, where a person who's not getting the hanah can't be motzi others. Therefore, the chiddush says, no, that since over here, l'maisa, it is a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah kiyumis. When the guy drinks a soda, it's not a mitzvah kiyumis, it's not a mitzvah kiyumis, it's nothing. And therefore, you can't be motzi someone else if you're not taking part. But over here, the chiddush is that even if you're not taking part, you can still be motzi someone else, even though he doesn't have a chiyuv, but he is mekayim mitzvah by doing it, and therefore kol yisrael areivim zeh lazeh applies even to help someone be mekayim a mitzvah kiyumis, even though he's not absolutely required to do that mitzvah. That's what the Prima Gadol says. It's a very beautiful chiluk. Zok the mishnah berurah vayter ach bazeh yesh omrim de eino motzi el adavka misha eino baki. But in this case, when a person is making the bracha for someone and he's not doing the mitzvah himself, some say that he should only be motzi someone who can't make the bracha on his own. Kosav Prima Gadol, here's one more very interesting thing. Im kama anoshim konu talisim chadoshim, v'osu behem tzitzis v'lo berchu shachiyonu. A few people, there was a sale, a few people went and bought talisim and they davened in the same shul, they all bought talisim, and they made the tzitzis, or they bought the ready-made ones, and they didn't make a shachiyonu on the purchase, which means it's time to make the shachiyonu when they do the levisha. The mevarchim be'itav rishon. In that case, they make the shachiyonu when they put it on the first time. So nihi de'echad yachal levarich lis atef b'shvil kulam. So granted, like we're saying above in the mechaber, that one person can make the bracha lis atef atzitzis for everyone. Aval birka shachiyonu kol echad ba'atzmo yevarich. But the shachiyonu, every person should make his own shachiyonu. And the question is, Note 19 of Shlomo Zalman Arbach asks, why is it that when five people bought new talisim and they're putting them on, one person can be motzi them in the bracha on the talis, and each person should make his own shachiyonu? Whereas we see the Beis Yosef says by Tkiya Shofar, one person makes the bracha on the shofar, and one person makes the shachiyonu, he's motzi everyone. So why by shofar would one person make the shachiyonu for everyone? And when it comes to talis there, each person should make his own shachiyonu. Everyone's chayv their own mitzvah shofar also.
Yeah, but
you're making shachiyonu on the garment, not on the mitzvah.
It's my talis.
The shachiyonu, I don't think it's on the mitzvah. It's not your first time doing the mitzvah. You did the mitzvah yesterday. You just put a new garment.
It's on the mitzvah.
Right. Oh, so that's what he says. I think this is what you're saying. So if you look at note 19, he writes, I'm just going to skip to the third line. Kosav agon shom zaman arbach shebircha shachiyonu al tkiyah shofar hi bracha al simchas ha-mitzvah. That's a bracha on the simcha of the mitzvah that comes, you know, once a year. The kevan shekulam shavim b'simcha zu. Since everyone is equal in that simcha, everyone has the same mitzvah, the same chiyuv, yachal echal levarach l'kulam. Then one person can make the shachiyonu of everyone. We're all in the same boat. We're all doing the same mitzvah and having the same simcha. Mashenkin bebircha shachiyonu al levishas beged chadash. Mashenkin, like Ben was saying, when you're making a shachiyonu on a new garment, the bracha is not on the mitzvah by a talis. The bracha is on the new garment. It's like buying a new suit. Shekol echad ve'echad somach simcha pratis bebege shalo. Everyone has his own individual simcha. I got a silver atara. You got a meshi atara. My simcha is much greater. I got a much more expensive one. Lachain tzara kol echad levarach l'atzmo. Therefore, every person makes his own bracha. It's a very pratiistic bracha. It's a personal bracha on your simcha of getting a new garment. It's not a bracha on a mitzvah where everyone's taking part in the same exact mitzvah. Let's finish the last mishnah berurah. We're in Sifkat and Tezvav. If one person is making the bracha for everyone else should be Ya'nu Amen. He should answer Amen. After Belav Hachi Tzarech Lanos Amen Achar Kol Bracha. Even though, anyway, you have to answer Amen after every bracha. Mikom Mokom Bezu Shirota Latzeis Ba Hachiv Yotzer. When you want to be Yotzer with someone else's bracha in a mitzvah, you want to be Yotzer with that bracha, then the Chiyav is much greater. Shemora Zeba Pol Shu Meskaven Latzeis. But by answering Amen, you're showing that you're having Kavanah to be Yotzer with that. Miu b'di'evit afil lo ana amen yotza. However, b'di'evit, if you're being yotze with someone else's bracha, even though it's much better and more important to say amen, if you don't say amen, you are still yotze, like we'll see later on in Siman Reish Yud Gimel. Sif Beis, we'll stop here and we'll continue on Mirtz Hashem on Sunday.